K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University here on this Thursday, folks. October 16th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition. Again, your K-State Wildcats each and every day. We do our best to give you coverage, not just about football, men's basketball. Men's basketball coming up here in a couple weeks now. Women's basketball, men's, women's golf, cross country, women's tennis, women's soccer, women's volleyball, which you'll get into in a second, and so much more. We appreciate your support continuously of this podcast. We're going to get it all squared away tomorrow, that is for sure. And I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way right now. Fresh content on Podbean. Yes, sir. Fresh content on Podbean. That is GRIER number 3 EDDID podcast. Once again, that is GRIER number 3 EDDID podcast for extra bonus coverage or the Purple Project Podcast on Podbean. That is the channel right there. Go ahead and type that in there. And I finally posted that episode yesterday, so that is up. And I better not say that because I've been very bad. But yes, but the good part, finally, fresh content is up there now. I recorded the 49th episode over there. Now, all of those are K-State related except for one or two of them there as well, and more of them I probably should not record it, but that's just a whole nother podcast there. For I can get into all that, but right now, before I went to Lincoln last, or Omaha, Lincoln, whatever, I went to both of those places yesterday or last week, recorded an episode, and I finally got that up yesterday, so it's up there. It's about K-State football, the first half of the season. And we'll see what happens with them next week as both teams, and Kansas was in the news yesterday. KU was in the news yesterday for a bad reason. And Commissioner Brett Yormark was not happy with KU or Texas Tech. For that matter, KU got absolutely spanked by Texas Tech, and there was a whole issue afterwards and coaches not getting along, whatnot. That's a whole episode right there, baby. So, yeah, we got fresh content on Podbean right now for you guys over there, so I would highly encourage you to check that out as well as we move along here. And we're closing in on the end of October, and hopefully get some, well, they're talking about cooler weather about to hit, and by the time that hits, it's gonna be winter time. Knowing how Midwest weather goes, but we've rambled on long enough. All right, K-State, the bad part about this morning recording, K-State women's volleyball there. Shady Myers had another big night, but again, was not enough as K-State falls in their first leg of the road trip, five-game road trip, I should say, there to Baylor last night. 3-1, Baylor Bears, ranked 20th in the country there. This was an opportunity for K-State there after getting a second set win. Maybe there's probably a good shot right there, but missed opportunities in the third and fourth sets there. Derails the women's volleyball team a chance at another upset here in 2025. They lost the first set 25. Yeah, really. All if I look across the board here at this match here, K-State had multiple opportunities. And really, just like the football team, right? Just like the football team, they had an opportunity to win this game, and if you look at the stats, they probably could have won this match, if you will, there. But little bit here, a little bit there, cost the ladies volleyball team last night down in Waco. It was 25-23 Baylor in the first set, and then K-State rolled. And this was funny. This was the only runaway of this whole. This set was the only runaway of this match. 25-17. K-State. Alright, you thinking, alright, we got some momentum. We got a shot here. But Baylor flipped it around and won the last two sets there by mirror images. 25-22 and 28-26. K-State had, again, opportunities to force a fifth set, or probably would have won this match outright there, but not enough there for head coach Jason Mansfield's squad there. Well, Baylor, if you go back to the numbers here real quick, 57-53 let it kills there. They had Manuela Benenby hit over 400 or right at 400 last night for them last night in the game. Anaya Clinton led the cast last night, 18 kills. Despite Shaylee Myers there having a big night and getting and reaching another milestone here, which I'll get to here in a second. Yeah, Shaylee Myers had 15 kills last night. The big three, Clinton, 18 kills. Myers, 15. Ava LeGrand, 14 digs, 40 assists last night. Another double-double for LeGrand last night, who continues to rack up them double-doubles as we move along here in 2025. Baylor, 3. K-State, 1. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics here. 15 kills last night by Shaylee Myers, right? Reached a new career best, new career milestone there. And speaking of Lincoln, from Lincoln, Nebraska, Myers is 800th career kill last night against Baylor, but comes in a loss last night to the Baylor Bears there as they lose in that ball game. 806 career kills now for Shaylee Myers, who has had an outstanding breakout senior year at Kansas State. Look, she had to take leaps and bounds. She has done more than that, folks. Here and then, okay, so here's what we got going on between women's soccer. I'm bringing women's soccer here for a minute on this podcast. Women's soccer has only like 5 matches left, and then we have, oh gosh, the women's volleyball team now only 10 matches. It seems like we just started. I feel like we just started. We just started the season, and now we're winding things down a little bit there as well. Simone Sims, here we go. Simone Sims, the X factor for this team. 25 digs last night, career high for S squared. Again, it comes to play here and there, and K-State gets those plays. They win this match. There's no question about that there as well. It's kind of looking back, that's a tough loss there. You start off this leg of a 5-game road swing for the Kansas State Wildcats here on the volleyball side of things, folks. But Jason Mansfield, after this tough loss, losing this match 3-1 there, he says, quote, "We battled tonight and we did what we had to do to compete on the road against a top 25 team. We just needed to take a couple more plays in the first and fourth sets to win the match. Credit to Baylor for making those plays, especially on defense. They dug a lot of balls and won most of the long rallies. We are so close to being the team we want to be. I saw a lot of moments tonight where there is a real improvement in areas we've been working on. I feel like we're getting better, and that's a good feeling," end quote. Yeah, you got to credit this team. This team is getting better. And again, despite not getting this game, that's very, very encouraging, obviously, to hear that from Coach Mansfield. And, yeah, they got the squad. They got the squad. You got to have your big three. If your big three is playing like it's supposed to be playing and you get help, obviously, from a Simone Sims every night, where she's been doing it, a Reagan Fox, or maybe even one of your young players, or Jordan Williams, who's had some bright spots here in 2025 to this point of the season, you have a shot to win any match there as well. But unfortunately, we did not win this game last night, losing to Baylor, 20th-ranked Baylor, I should say, by the count of 3-1 a game. Let me see if we missed any other notes here. Yeah, Anaya Clinton, back to her real quick. Anaya Clinton, 5th straight match in double figures there this year for AC. LeGrand, speaking of double-doubles, I said she's been racking up them double-doubles. 10th double-double of 2025. Next up for the volleyball team, next is TC. And don't get any better. Let's not get any easier, as they'll now take the bus down to Fort Worth. Which way, which direction is that? From Waco, I think that's north, folks. And now go back to TCU's ranked outside the top 10, folks. 11th in the country now, as they'll take TCU on Friday evening at 6:30 on ESPN Plus and ESPN app. So K-State making the appearance there on ESPN. Hell yeah, I'll take that. 14-3 is TCU, and the record is 4-1 now. The cast last night dropping to 10-6, and now their record goes down to 5-3 on the year. Still, the big thing, still over 500 in conference play, obviously. But those, again, I mentioned it in soccer, and I mentioned it here as well. Those losses can rack up real quick in conference play if you're not on top of your A game. So there is that right there for women's volleyball. Again, K-State, 11th ranked TCU is next for the head coach Jason Mansfield, Shaylee Myers, Anaya Clinton, and the ladies volleyball team on Friday night, which is obviously tomorrow night. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast fan for anybody daily. We're just record Kansas State content, folks, there as well. You want to make sure if you're not already subscribed to this channel. Football is off this week, their last bye week of 2025 before they hit the rest of their second half of the schedule, including KU Dillon Sunflower Showdown next week. So there's that for y'all as well. Make sure y'all tap into this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Look at us.